every plus six, every pick. This is AFL Fantasy Live with the Traders. Now, here are your hosts, Roy, Calvin, and Warnie.
G'day, with the Traders. I'm Roy. I coach Destroy, and I'm here with Warnie.
Coach of the Warn Dogs.
And Calvin.
Coach Calvinator.
It's round 22, boys. It's preliminary final round. The teams are dropping soon. It's exciting, but it's nerve-wracking time, Stop.
It is very nerve-wracking. We've already got a little bit of news through, which we'll get to in a second. But yes, preliminary final weekend, Roy.
Silly things can happen. History tells us
that
this is the round where silly season has begun in the past.
Yep.
Hasn't been as bad lately since that rest that they get.
Yep.
But you just never know.
You never know. And especially when we're going head-to-head this week, Roy. Anything could be happening for us. And I'm just hoping that I do hope that you still have a good team.
I'm hoping that you have your first injury for the
year. I've got one.
Yes,
already
good.
Out. Here we go.
Here's the news of the week you need to know on AFL Fantasy Live.
So, there are 29 changes for the Friday and Saturday teams.
I would love you to have 10 of those.
Yeah.
Sick part of me.
That's what
you
need. That's what you will need.
That is correct.
Five confirmed outs for the Sunday squads. Now, the big one there.
Three of them, hopefully.
For me. And a lot of coaches, unlike you two blokes.
No, who had the balls to start with him.
Yes, Josh Kelly.
Exactly.
And you know what, dog? This is kissed.
Why?
This is kissed.
Yep.
It is dead set kissed.
I agree.
That they've named him out. What they should have.
I was going to get rid of him anyway.
Oh, okay. Sorry, bloody crystal ball. Listen.
That is kissed.
I agree 100%.
You agree with that?
Cow, yeah.
What about starting the season with him?
Yeah.
A couple of shocking scores.
Yeah.
Oh, he's out. Oh, we'll hold him for a week.
Yeah.
No, he's out for like 6 weeks.
Yep.
And dog swoops in. Dog. Sucked in.
Read the tea leaves, mate. Richmond, Cochin, Asprey and Presty are all ruled out for tomorrow night's game. So
throwing it.
Well, there you go. So
Bombers
it's happening.
Man.
It's starting.
The resting is happening.
It's starting.
Why would you rest?
See, that's the thing.
They've got their top two locked in. That's the big thing.
Yeah. So you just answered your own question. Well,
so,
done,
dog, will Essendon win this?
If they
they're a good
don't,
chance
if
now.
They don't,
they're a good chance.
And do you know what? There'll only be one recognisable Tiger out there that anyone would know if they bumped into in the street, and they'll still probably win.
They will still win.
Is that Connor Menadue?
Oh. No.
Justin's playing, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
They will win by 50.
The Jew will be back in, though.
The Jew.
You will recognise him because he's got his tat.
Joker.
The Joker.
The Joker.
Okay, two recognisable players.
Travis King. Now, he reports that basically on the flight for Freo, David Mundy wasn't there.
No.
The Dockers are saying that Mundy will travel to Melbourne on a different flight due to uni commitments.
Oh, he loves his education.
Disney, he's a freak when it comes to
that. Now, he wasn't sighted at Perth Airport in Savo, but boys, you would never have done anything for uni commitments.
No.
In your life.
We nearly got through 4 years without doing a heap.
Thanks, Chop, for getting us through.
Yes.
No, you even went to like the head of the human movement for when you won your local basketball grand final so you could not hand an assignment
in. It broke like a 15-year drought at the club, so it was a big deal.
Good.
But yeah, that's commitment, isn't it?
Yes, very good.
What a legend for letting us have a week on the gas, too.
That's good.
Now, Ben Jacobs, he will still be out with a concussion. So
he's done for the season, dog.
Well,
you can put a line through him.
Are North Melbourne going to make it? Are they still a chance?
They're knocking on the door, dog.
Now, your mate Ryder, Calvin, this has been stressing your head out.
It has.
Huge.
Because
I've called it.
You've called it now. So it's day by day for him. We don't know anything else other than that. So
yeah, day by day.
Do they play a Sunday game?
Hang on. When do they play?
No, they play first up on Saturday.
Oh, right.
They do.
So it's a chance to be named up tonight then.
And we might even know tomorrow, because it is a Saturday game, they'll be flying tomorrow. So we'll have our spies out to see.
Dog,
sucked in, cow. You're actually going to have to stay focused tomorrow. Usually you like to tune out at the end of tonight.
No. I don't need to stay focused because I have been reading between the lines of what people have said. Yeah, reading the tea leaves.
Well,
that could be the name of this show.
Because it's a flight.
Yep.
Reading the team leaves.
Copyright traders, anyone who's out there.
Oh, yeah, because that works, doesn't it, when we verbally copyright things.
And because it's such a good call as well.
Hey, there's a new Twitter account just...
No, you can have that one.
Hey, there's a Twitter-like. Twitter account's just been created called Team Leaves. Listen, there's no chance that he will play this game, dog. No chance.
Right.
Okay, let's get into some stuff then.
Got a question for the traders? Tweet the boys at AFL Fantasy or head to facebook.com/AFL Fantasy Official.
Plenty of people on the Facebook stream watching us live, which you do every Thursday night. Obviously, we have only one of these to go after this show. Oh, so.
Sad.
Yes, it is a little bit. Anyway, going to be quite happy not to see you blokes every Monday and Thursday for a few months.
Hey, mate, right. I help you with more than footy. I helped you with a medical issue.
Yes, thank
when
you.
When I came in tonight.
You're a good man.
Do we want to talk about that?
No, we're not talking about that. Now, we've got some Twitter polls running. You can get onto those at AFL Fantasy.
Who would you have asked if you didn't see me?
Well, Cow wouldn't have known.
Why were you swaggering around?
Let's play on. This is not the format for this because it's preliminary final
because
people
dog
need
never
to know stuff.
Crosses the line.
No.
People need to know stuff.
Right.
So the Twitter polls. Ross versus Ablett has been a question coming through for people. Now, Ross, obviously, the form. He's probably the, aside from Mitchell, he's probably the form midfielder of the competition.
Yeah, he's going well.
And Ablett, who's got a tidy. Tasty draw coming up this week and obviously next week. So that's a big one. Now, my easy answer has been Ablett on that.
Yeah.
Is it that easy, though? If you've got the coin to spend, because you don't take your money with you when you finish the season, if you can do it, because like a Josh Kelly out for a lot of people,
so
they've probably got this option.
Well, I have been doing a bit of research, the most traded in players this week, Dog, and Ablett is the most traded in. So you would think, with all of those being quite unique...
Yes.
That is where people are going.
I would certainly say that, and we'll have a quick look here at the... Sorry, I should have loaded this
That's
one
all right.
Up
the thing I like about Ross, obviously his last two games are phenomenal, but his form in his last three or four at Etihad are huge, and that's where he's got his next two looking forward. Obviously, Ablett has the tastiest draw up possible, and they're both down at the Cattery. The only concern, the reason people didn't bring him in 5 or 6 weeks ago is because they were worried that one of these games was going to be a rest because the Cats were sitting pretty in the top four or something.
Yep.
But that's not the case.
No, they need to win.
They need wins. Obviously, they'd win both these games without him, but they need wins, they need continuity, they need momentum. He just plays, doesn't he?
Has to play because they brought him obviously back from Gold Coast to make finals.
Yeah.
If Geelong are not in finals this year, that is one of the biggest fails of all time.
That's true.
All right. So on the Twitter feed, Seb Ross has 28% of the vote. Gary Ablett has 72% of the vote. You can vote on our Facebook live stream. Little emoji like buttons. Go with the smiley, the happy face, Calvin. Yeah. That's what that looks like there. Can you give everyone an example of what that looks like?
So it's like arrow eyes in and smile up.
Excellent. All right. So that's
for viewers at home.
That's a good one there. And so you can go that for Ablett.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah, go that one for Ablett.
That's the one.
And then for Seb Ross, you need to go the... You're very good at that because I want to screen capture
this. I'm not doing that one.
That's with your mouth open a long way.
I've seen you in the paper with that face a couple of times.
Righty-o. So, go with those. Now, the other vote that we've got is also Menegola and Dunkley because that's a big one that people are choosing between as well. Roy, on the rolling 22 that you discuss on the Monday night podcast, you've got Menegola ahead of Dunkley.
I do. And... following our podcast, the Rolling 22 did get some feedback. There were some passionate people out there.
Okay, clown. Do you feel that you have been bullied into this Menegola over Dunkley, or do you think that's the right call?
I think it's the right call.
You think it's the right call?
Yeah.
Right. Despite the bullying and the harassment.
I don't think there was
an issue with that one, though,
That move was made prior to any feedback. Discussion, sensible discussion.
Right.
Mm.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, what about that third poll?
This one here, Menegola and Dunkley.
No, the other one.
What's that?
What was Dog's medical condition?
Menegola and Dunkley, that's currently sitting at 61% for Menegola, which means how many percent for Josh Dunkley, Calvin?
Dog, you've lost me.
39% for Dunkley.
Oh, yeah, good. No.
Right. All right. Let's get into plenty of questions. People are asking a lot here.
Good.
Gabe wants to know, Beams, Ablett or Hunter?
Beams, Ablett, Hunter.
Ablett for me.
Ablett, but Beams for this is going to be good.
Beams is in top five Calvin's captains for this week.
Wow. There you go.
Where's Ablett?
Ablett's not in it.
Okay.
Oh.
Not in it.
So this is funny. Some of it Sometimes I'm eyeing 2 weeks, sometimes I'm eyeing 1 week in this prelim, but I'm happy with Ablett for both those weeks.
Yeah.
Mm.
Ablett's bet, yeah. Jeez, I would have thought Ablett would be right up there, but obviously Beam's against Gold Coast.
And we sometimes take Beamer for granted.
We do.
Mm.
So Bill's asking this one, Neil to Ablett or Beam, so it is Beams for this week. Ablett, if you
are looking long-term.
Looking for two.
Well, long-term, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I think over the next 2 weeks, Ablett will outscore Beams.
Yeah.
Okay, but I think Beams this week could be something special against Gold Coast.
Mm.
All right, next one comes in here from Brett Rogers. Hey, legends, any thoughts on a midfielder under 600K? So the names he's looking at here, Josh Kennedy, Mitch Robinson, Taranto, Kerno, Isaac Smith. Any of those blokes float your boat out of that?
So did he have Heaney in that?
No, but he would be under 600.
Heaney would be under 6.
He might already have Heaney.
Then I think he also needs to consider Mitch Robinson in that too, Roy.
Yeah.
We talked about that at the podcast. Mitch is good for a 90 each week.
He is.
Right? Against Gold Coast, surely that's a 110, 120. No,
it's like 28 touches, maybe hitting the scoreboard two or three times, potentially. So, I just think he's a 115 this week.
Yeah, I like Mitch this week and should not be crossed off the list, dog.
Right. Okay. Next one. Julian Williamson. Legends. Asking Warnie and Calvin because Roy was the peanut that got in my head to get the spud Phillips in my midfield.
Yep.
Thoughts on trading
only
him.
Only ever a short-term prospect.
Did I write that?
Thoughts on trading him to Sloan or Gibbs, who's up against the Roos
Sloan
this
or
week.
Gibbs. I like Sloan this
or they're
week.
They're both up against the Roos this week.
Yeah, so think about it. So Sloan's up against the Roos, who gave the Bulldogs all those touches and points last week.
Mm.
That's going to be Sloan this week at home. Him and Crouch should have a field day against these guys. Mm. I like him at that price, and around that price as well is Joel Selwood. So I think Selwood's worth a look as well. Good history against Freo, and at that price, he could be a bit hit and miss, though, isn't he, some days, old Joel?
Oh, I'm not helping.
Mm.
I'm not going to buy into this.
That's right. I would go with, Sloan or don't. Right off Selwood.
Right.
Peanut clown I am this week.
Brody wants to know, any help with these two? Probably going to need money to upgrade next week if that plays in. So it's got Ablett and McRae. Who would you be picking out of those two? McRae, how much more is he?
Oh, he's about 15 or so, 720.
McRae, where are you? There you are. So he's going to cost you an extra $26,000. So it's not much.
No, it's not much. The answer's McRae.
Right. McRae over Ablett.
Yes, I would be.
I think McRae is going to go 140 this week.
100%. He'll be huge.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Who have they got in the last round?
Well, it's they've
not
got,
as good.
No, so it's they've like, got...
Still all right, though, isn't it?
They've got Carlton this week.
Yeah, which is
which is a
unbelievably good matchup.
Juicy matchup. No, and then he's got Richmond at the G after that.
Who are giving up enough points?
They are. They're not as tough as they were.
No.
I mean, it's no Gold Coast at the Cattery, though, is it?
No, it's not.
It's now, the premiership favourites.
Yeah.
Mm.
An interesting one here. We're talking about Geelong's draw. I'd like someone to actually have a look at whether or not they need percentage.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because if they get...
Oh, they would. They need... Well, they just need to win.
But if they're up by 50 points
they've
against
got to win
Gold
both,
Coast,
I think.
Yeah. What's Ablett doing?
At three-quarter time, are they saying we need to put the foot down and...
If they're up by 50 and percentage is not relevant against Gold Coast, guess who sits on the bench for the last quarter, boys?
Mm.
Mm.
That's a spatter in the works.
Now, did you hear what I did then? I thought about how you brought up the violence in commentary.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So I said, put the foot down. Accelerator reference.
Oh, nice.
Have you heard what they've been saying?
No.
Foot on the throat. That's
See,
called
that's,
death.
You don't need to say
no,
that.
No, you don't.
They're out there. Yeah.
Why would you do that
final,
to someone?
Final nail in the coffin. They killed someone. What are they doing?
Charlie.
Jesus.
Crozier to Whitfield or McLean to Dunkley?
Crozier to Whitfield. I like it. McLean
I think
to
Crozier
Dunkley.
To
Crozier
Whitfield.
To Whitfield. Yep,
all
definitely.
Day, every day.
Yep. I just had to process
McLean
it.
Outscored Dunkley last week, for example, so there's probably not going to be that many points between them.
No. Whereas old Witters can go 135.
Can go a lot more than what Crozier can do, and Crozier's got a lower floor, doesn't he? Like
he does.
Lower score. Mm. Matthew Penny wants to know if you keep or trade Zorko.
You give him a run this week against the Suns.
I think so.
You have to.
They'll go hard tag. The hard tag will be back for them this week, won't it? So I can see why you'd be worried.
Yeah.
But you just got to back that in, don't you?
Yeah. So he's worried about Toot because old mate went to him in earlier this year.
Mm.
But that was when Zorko was pretty bad. He was pretty average at that patch.
Mm.
Held him to a 55.
Yeah, okay.
Gold Coast won that game. So I think they're going to probably try that again.
Yeah, yeah.
Hence, Beams will go off his head. But you've got to give him a go.
Beams is, since Monday, and I've had time to crunch a few more numbers, he's in the mix at the moment. Good. I may make a change to the rolling eight by the end of the show.
Yeah, right.
Really?
Mm. Yeah.
Well, he's firm in, like, number three in Calvin's
cup. Is he really? Right? Well, yeah. that adds weight.
Good.
That adds weight.
Good.
Okay, heaps of questions coming through. We'll get to as many as we can. Heinrich, got Walters, who is out, but he may even be in because Ross Lyon was real cryptic about
that. Oh, was he? What a surprise.
Unlike Ross.
Shaw and Kelly. So, no money in finals. What do you do?
Sucks.
Now, this is a question. So, giving him some advice here. Kelly, would you go down to a lower midfielder and take a punt there so you can actually get like the Shaw up?
Yeah.
Like a Selwood or a Sloan.
Mm.
You'd make a bit of coin there. You'd probably do that.
Potentially, dog, yeah.
Like, is that where you'd go, or would you still try to get Kelly to
So who's the cheapest decent defender that we can get here?
And that's the problem. There aren't many.
No. Witherden's like the fourth most traded in player this week. There is a set top five.
Yeah.
And if you could do that mini downgrade and then end up with one of the set top five, you would do it. But you wouldn't want to be getting too low on that as downgrade stakes.
Alex Witherden is worth more money than Rory Laird.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, wow.
Laird's let us down, though. We talked about that on Monday night.
Oh, he certainly has, but you'd take that name every day.
But Withers, against Gold Coast.
123.
Chase it.
Yeah.
Okay, Chris is asking, Lambert to Yo or Ross?
Oh, gosh.
That's a good one.
It is.
Is Yo going to score more than Ross this week?
Yoey will be fine. He's just going to have to be full-time midfield now too, isn't he?
He's going to have to be.
Yeah.
Where he does score better.
Oh, definitely.
He's at home. At home against Melbourne, who can be tough. At home, ticks the box. Seb Ross, though, under the roof again.
Mm,
yeah. Hawthorn the fourth hardest in the last few weeks. But Ablett went off last week against him, but he always does. Ablett and Danger did, but not many of the others really.
So Seb, he's coming off 160, 140, and then I think it's 120 at Etihad.
It's got to be Seb Ross over Yo.
Gosh.
Has to be.
Mm-hmm.
Has to be.
It's just, for some reason, because he hasn't been a popular classic target for the last few years, Seb Ross just feels so risky.
It does.
His name feels risky.
But I like
would
it.
Would you do it?
Mm. Yeah.
I guess you would.
I like it.
Yeah. Yep. Chase the inform mid.
That's what
not that Yo's not in form. He's been great. Exactly.
Jared Gibson wants to know whether he goes Neil to Ablett, which would be a nice trade, or Cade Simpson to Witherden. Neil to Ablett. Do you think that Simpson... Well, you think Simpson's going to be all right now?
We're calling Simo to bounce back this week. What did I say earlier? In his last five games, one score over 82.
Yeah.
So four fails.
And so last week, right, Fremantle played Freo, and they give up like the number one points defenders his size.
Yep.
It's one of his favourite teams. He was averaging 106 in his last five against them.
Yeah, right.
And he pumped that score out.
Yeah.
I feel like he'll be all right again this week. I feel like we've been saying that. 3 or 4
yeah,
weeks.
I think we've been saying it too long.
I just can't see how he won't have
he's only got
90
the
versus the Dogs.
Surely he gets 90. But Witho could be, what, one?
Witho's 120.
He is.
All right, so there's a 30-point increase. What's the other two options?
And it was, sorry, hang on, where is that one now? Ooh. Neil to Ablett.
Neil to Ablett.
That could be.
Neil just goes 100.
And that's
so
that
got
could be,
Geelong.
That's probably going to be a 40-point difference.
Could be.
Yep.
Go the Ablett.
All right, sounds good.
G'day, this is Matthew Richardson, and I get my AFL fantasy advice from Roy, Calvin and Warnie.
All right, the teams are through for round 20. Shoo!
Come on!
Let's make it happen. Let's talk about these. Let's start with Friday night, and that is Richmond and Essendon at the MCG, 7:50 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. That'll be our lockout time. Whoop. And that's my app telling me that the teams are in as well.
There you slightly go. Out of the game, dog.
All right. Richmond, Lloyd, Nankervis, Baker, Conker and Garthwaite are the ins there. So Garthwaite, that defender, is in. Now, for the outs, Prestia, as we heard, Cochin 2 and Achilles, for Asprey. Now, Lambert's out with that ankle and Soldo as well. For Essendon, we have Matty D is in and Guelphy in. Outs, Fantasia with a hamstring and McNeice, who is injured. Now, that's meaning they've named Goddard, so he's right. Sard's right after that concussion.
Mm.
Hooker as well. Maybe irrelevant. There could be some, but maybe there's some late changes there for that. All right, Saturday game. Let's go to Collingwood and Port Adelaide.
Ryder, ready, Roy?
Yeah.
Collingwood, no changes.
Ooh.
Port Adelaide, Bonner and Hompsch are in. Outs, Cleary with a foot and Dixon with his broken leg.
No Ryder.
Right, well, Ryder's still in.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah. No Ryder.
No Ryder out.
No Ryder out.
Geelong and Fremantle down at GMHPA Stadium. That's a 2:10 game. And Murdoch, Thurlow, Taylor and Abbott comes in. Abbott comes in because Stanley's out with a calf after he probably shouldn't have come straight back in. The outs, Parsons, Narkle, Fogarty and, yeah, Stanley, as I mentioned. For Freo, they've brought back Fife.
Yep.
And Banfield is in. The outs, Luke Ryan with a hamstring and Switkowski is out injured. So after he made his debut last week.
I got him in last week.
Yeah.
Geez, you're good at that, aren't you? At least you got Abbott back.
Unbelievable.
In that game. let's go to GWS and Sydney, the Battle of the Bridge. And that's a 4:35 game.
For it too. Okay, go.
What name would you give it?
Just Sydney's, the slaughter at Sydney, Roy.
Sydney's slaying.
Sorry,
Doug. GWS.
You're right. The
Finlayson comes in as well as Perryman and Lloyd. And the outs, Heeshaw with his knee, Reed with his hamstring, and Kelly, who we did talk about before, confirmed out with concussion.
Cused.
Now, the Sydney side bring in Jones and Robinson. Outs, Alex Johnson with his knee and Nick Smith hamstring. Gold Coast and Brisbane, the Q Clash. What do you think of that name?
Love it. Riveting.
I've got a feeling.
What do you have a feeling of? Heron, Lemons,
Mickey,
Shear, and Michael.
Yes, I
Mickey Barlow.
Yes.
Really?
He's in.
Wow. Draft.
Oh, my
draft.
God.
Against Brisbane.
People that have sat in
Let
there.
Let us know
in a
if
prelim.
You're watching live or hit us up on Twitter. Have you got Michael Barlow in your draft that's coming in for the preliminary final in what could be a pretty decent fantasy scoring
and
game?
He comes in and tons up.
Will you put him on the ground?
Yes, you do.
You have to.
You do it.
You do, don't you?
Well done, Australia.
He was a top 5-4 draft pick.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
It was always going to happen at least next week.
Yeah.
You get 2 weeks out of him.
I'm bringing him into Classic.
For Brisbane,
oh, yeah.
Zach Bailey is in and Darcy Gardner out with a shoulder. The other Saturday night game is St Kilda and Hawthorn. Hugh Goddard comes in. He's nice and cheap if you need a downgrade there. And Logan Austin as well. Nathan Brown being suspended. And Nathan Freeman omitted.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have a heart. Look at you. You're not exactly travelling.
He was
that
much
well.
Better in the second game.
Yeah,
too.
Goodness.
Hawthorn, Ben McAvoy and Connor Glass come in. The out Segler with a corked calf. Convenient with McAvoy being back. And Henderson hip. On Sunday, Carlton and the Western Bulldogs play at Etihad Stadium. 1:10 game. Out there, Nick Graham. He's injured. And Wiedering, Mullet, McCready come in, as well as into the squad, Shoemaker. That's Angus from the Bendigo under-18s. And Tom De Kooning.
Yeah, right. Jeez, Carlton care.
The Bulldogs out. Zane Cordy with a sinus fracture. That doesn't sound like that would...
A sinus fracture?
Very nice.
No, it doesn't.
The ins.
It's a broken nose
Wood,
if I've ever heard one.
Young, Honeychurch, Tim English comes in the squad as well as Callum Porter, who may make his debut there. And...
That's a broken nose.
West Coast and Melbourne at Optus Stadium. Bit of an earlier game for the WA game there. No outs. We've got Nelson and Waterman back into the squad, as well as Francis Watson and Matt Allen, who may make their debuts. And for Melbourne, Wiedemann, Hibbard is back. He could be another draft one that people have been... Well, no, you wouldn't, because he's been awful when he's played. Kent, Melksham, Hannon and Wagner. Now, Hogan's out with a foot and Hunt is out with an ankle. And for the last game, which is your boys' cow, the Crows, up against North Melbourne. Jeez, this one will be a riveting
clash.
It's
a ripping game, Doug.
Adelaide, Tex Walker's out suspended. Knight, Kelly, Seedsman, Himmelberg and McGovern come into the squad, so Himmelberg may make his debut. And for North Melbourne, no outs, but the ins to the squad, Luke Davies, Uniacke, Rovat, Mountford and Mackay.
So can I just ask you to go back to Port Adelaide's ins, dog?
Yeah.
So there was no, like, Frampton into the squad?
So let's have a look at the actual teams for that. And we'll see what we've got there. Mm. Boys, the emergencies. Frampton is named as an emergency. Mm.
Yeah.
Plot thickens.
Yeah. It does thicken.
I think we might know. They wouldn't fly him, or would they?
Mind games.
But he's a day-by-day proposition.
So they will fly him. So
he's flying.
Saturday, he may be okay. Friday, he may not. Saturday,
it is got his biggest laid out of the year.
Yeah.
I am calling
because
it.
Because why is it so big for you, Cow?
Because of Grundy.
Captain selection.
Yeah.
Because but would you choose him over Titch? Like, is it going to be that big a deal for you?
No. So Grundy would come into number two.
Yeah, right.
Titch could be 180 this week.
Yeah.
No joke, 180. He potentially could, higher. Right? Grundy, yeah. If he plays...
Grundy, I think even if Ryder plays, Ryder's giving up enough points to...
Oh, but he's not he's not in the McRae league. Grundy's not top five if... Ryder plays.
Right.
Okay, so, however, if Ryder doesn't play, he will slaughter them, Roy.
He won't be able to avoid scoring.
He will just have everything. So he will be one... He could be a 150 plus.
Yep.
Right? But at the moment, I am calling that Ryder will not play. So Grundy is currently in number two at the moment, Roy.
Yeah, right.
Plenty of people are excited about Michael Barlow being back. Jacob Delaporte, Barlow in. He was very keen about that. Now, also, held him all year. He said he's done
that's
that.
That's a great
and
hold.
And Jared Gibson had him all year. Come on in, son. Nick Russell, you beauty.
Yep.
Barlow, you.
He's melted the internet.
Now, yes, Matt O'Sullivan picked Barlow up within 30 seconds of teams coming out. So I wonder if
he's
even available in some way.
Yes, he would be. Yep.
And what else have we got there? Yep, Grantley said he got him off the scrap heap as well.
Get busy, nice. Australia.
Yeah. If you haven't done that, yes.
Go check.
Get amongst it.
Imagine having the luxury of not actually having to talk while this podcast is on and you can flick around your team and that.
Yeah.
That's what other people get to
do. Right, they do it.
That is cool. Yep. Smart play.
Right. A few people asked this. Fraser, Nathan, and it's two a few. We'll call it a few anyway. Yeah. Is Fife an option?
Nah.
Not against Geelong in Geelong. That's
and
just
coming off.
That's hard.
He's going to be very solid, I reckon, but no. I don't
honestly know why he would bother come back and play.
It's interesting, isn't he? He must love footy.
He really loves footy, boy. He thinks he's close to a Brownlow.
He probably is. He got rubbed out, didn't he?
Abbott, over. Max gone on the ground. Is that stupid for Adam to do?
Well, yes, it is. However, Abbott looked good for his 90 the other day, and Max looked so sore.
Max is only against Lycett.
Mm.
But Max is going to be fine. He'll turn up this way.
You can't do it.
Oh, you would never do it.
But
I do like the tongue in cheek question. I assume I couldn't see his cheek. But
what about the Bond as an option to bring in? So Kyle is excited about this. Got the Blues and the Tigers in the last two.
Mm, people are considering it because Bond has been good the last 2 weeks.
Yep.
His roles looked solid as well. I just feel there's safer options.
I agree. So he had 120 last week.
Yeah.
That was in that massive fantasy-friendly North Melbourne game.
Yeah.
He could not get away from the ball.
No.
So,
this is going to be fantasy-friendly as well. Blues give up.
They do.
Mm.
All right.
So, what, is he really cheap or something? Is that why people are
times? He's down 120. He's at 586.
Oh, that's very cheap.
586.
See, this is where, like what you were talking about,
100 grand cheaper than your Ablett option.
The guy right back at the start that...
Yeah, yeah.
So Kelly down Kelly to and him, then he's got, and then you
then
could
he can
go
make, sure up to
any defender
decent.
You wanted. Yeah. Yeah, he's in the right situation, he's worth a punt, especially to get you through the
good
prelim.
Good drawer.
Yes. Yep. This week especially.
Because Richmond are giving up enough.
Yeah, they are.
And if they're still in this mode of... We've got our top two locked in.
Yep.
Mm. You know, Kotcher may not be back next week.
100%.
Press year as well.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's interesting.
I like Zach Merritt this week too, Roy.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon he can have a big one on Friday night.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, this combo, which combo do you want? Ablett and Selwood or Menegola and Duncan? It's an interesting one.
It is.
I like the Ablett-Selwood combo there, Destroy.
Yeah.
I think I like the Menegola-Duncan, but...
It's way more Fleabag about it, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
But Duncan, he sat back, he avoided the ball last week. I think the other two are more...
They're going to be in the guts.
I've got more confidence in the other two.
And I think with Duncan, I got a message during the week, will Duncan get DPP at the start of next year?
What, defender now?
Well, who knows?
Yeah.
But he's not playing that inside.
Heard him on SEN, actually, this morning.
Yeah.
He was on there being interviewed, and they talked about, I think there's been some commentary about the Cats midfield being lazy or something, one-way runners and all that sort of stuff. He says, oh, well, that's all right for me because I'm playing off the half-back.
Yeah.
So it's not him.
No, but he might want to have a think about his tackling pressure and stuff, so he shouldn't be wobbling his head that much.
Take notice, Mitch.
Is Taylor Adams a reasonable option?
I always think Taylor Adams is a reasonable option at this
Port price. Adelaide has been, for the year, a tough team to score
they
against.
Have.
However, the last few weeks are slipping up a little bit, not enough to call them an easy team or even a mid-range team, but they're not as restrictive what they have been.
So Taylor's gone 109 in his last five.
Yep.
Yeah.
A couple of big ones in that. Just one ton in his last three.
Up and down, up and down.
Very much.
I thought last week, I got him last week, thinking that against the Lions, he probably could have been bigger.
There's weeks I see him, 30 touches, 9 tackles, and I'm like, he's back. He's back to last year's form, but then he just lets you down
Do you think all this talk about Ablett and everybody chasing Ablett this week, is that going to bite people?
Oh, potentially.
Oh, without
doubt. You know what I mean?
I almost Sunday night locked that in for my Kelly to Ablett trade and haven't thought since, but I probably should be going, hang on.
But it's got the makings of everything to be awesome.
Realistically,
it shouldn't go too bad.
With my season, where I'm at, this could be my last chance to own the Little Master.
Yeah.
So I am not budging from it.
I like it.
Mm.
Good.
All right. Is Rockcliffe to Robinson a good option to grab some cash? Do you actually grab cash from that?
Do you?
Down to Robinson.
You would.
Wow.
Yeah, you would.
Yes.
If you needed to do it.
Yeah.
If you needed a few dollars to allow you to do something else.
Great little downgrade.
Would you back in Robbo to outscore Rocky this week?
Rocky hasn't been pumping 115s, and that's my prediction for Robbo this week.
Yep. Who would you get rid of out of Sidebums or Pendles? So Steel Sidebottom or Pendlebury, who would you get rid of?
Goodness.
Have you seen Pendle's back-to-back 70s for him?
Yeah, it's not good. That's the answer, isn't it?
It is. Pendle's goes there. But, geez, he averages 120 on Port in his last three. So it'd be a tough one to get rid of. But back-to-back 70s, that's just an angry get out of my team, you're carrying an injury.
Mm.
All right, Brody off Twitter here asks, hey, guys, if Goddard is named, which he has been, do I move him to Witho and play Sire or keep Goddard and turn Sire into an Uber premium?
Ooh.
Yep. Sire was great last week. So, I would be still wanting to get Sire to, if you can go to an Uber premium, Goddard 70.
The thing is, I wonder who he doesn't have out of those top five defenders, because I think Sire is better than Goddard. So if you could make Goddard, Whitfield or Yo, and you don't have one of them.
Yeah.
You could justify that.
You could.
That.
Yep.
Couldn't you? Hmm.
Yep. Where does Witho score rank-wise this week of the defenders? He'd have to be right up there, wouldn't he, against the Suns?
Yeah, but all those boys are up there. Even a borderline regardless of matchup, those other guys are up there all the time.
Ahead of Laird?
Gosh, I didn't put him there. I wasn't gutsy enough to.
Yeah, fair enough.
Didn't think we'd be answering these questions, but... Leon wants to know Barlow or Menegola.
I love it. I love that his name's in there.
Yeah, I love
Menegola.
It. But you can't do it. Sorry, mate.
No.
What about Crisp as a cheaper option?
In defence?
Yeah.
He's back.
Is he?
He is back.
Right.
Yep, consider it. But be ready. It could turn to you know what. However, they're pretty depleted back there, and he's finding a bit more of the ball again.
All right.
So a cheap option, yes.
We'll get to some more questions after this.
This is AFL Fantasy Live with the Traders.
And that this is you, Blake's given us some great numbers to chew the fat over these final...
Just some random considerations, maybe.
Second last round. Go for it.
Mm. Let's kick it off Friday night against Richmond and Essendon at the MCG. Nankervis is back, Roy. Dog's already told us that.
Yep.
You listened. Good.
I did actually listen this time because I...
Taking you 22
second last
weeks.
Time. That's it. Second last time. I thought maybe on thanks. Thursday night I'll miss your voice. And then I thought, no, I won't.
Go back to the podcast.
I reckon Zach will be huge here. So his last two games this year, he's been awesome.
Yeah.
And against Richmond, these are his last scores: 102, 101, 152, 115.
Right.
Tons in every four games.
Every four games.
Every four.
Sweet. Now, I've got some Devon love for you.
Oh, finally.
For this one.
It's taken you 22 weeks.
This is why he deserves to be in fourth spot. And well done to him, because these are good numbers.
Go.
So he averages 107 in his last three against the Tigers and had 129 against them earlier this year. So if you're one of the clowns that don't own him, he is well worth picking up this week. Lowest score of 95 in his past 6 weeks. Four scores of 120 plus in that time. So there you go, straight from the clown's mouth.
It's clown peanut. Saturday, Collingwood against Port Adelaide. We're still waiting to see whether or not Ryder will play here. I don't think he will. I think Grundy will go 150. A couple of interesting ones for you. Maybe it is time to move on your Rocky Wingard sort of play here. We think Collingwood give up a lot of points. In the last 3 weeks, Roy, they've only given up 600s.
Yeah.
To be the second hardest in that area, and they've only given up two scores over 120.
Yeah.
So they've been quite restrictive. So maybe Rocky and Wingard, it's time for them to go.
Yeah, well, possibly. Now, we were asked about Crisp a minute ago being a good underpriced option in defence, and I said due to the injuries, he's finding the pill again.
Yeah.
It's an interesting one. Jeremy Howe's a bit of a barometer for him, whether he's playing or not. So without Howe this year, he's gone 114, 105, 109.
Wow.
So based on numbers, and yep. Howe didn't come in, did he?
No.
Based
no
on numbers, there you go. You've got yourself a little bargain there, mate.
Geelong Freo, this is the one that I reckon all fantasy coaches will be watching, considering they're bringing all these guys in this week from Menegola.
I've seen this happen before.
Ablett, I know.
And it's just group depression.
It is.
Among coaches, isn't it?
So they're all bringing these guys in this week because of Geelong's draw, expecting big things in this game.
Yep.
I think Ablett, this is 152 last week.
Yep.
And his last three scores against Freo, no tons.
Yeah, that's right. He cops it. They always give him a heap of attention.
I don't understand.
Has he played him this year? He wouldn't have.
No, I can't see this. He played him last year and had 85. That was a little bit different. I can't see that happening. Averaging 121 at home this year.
Mm.
It just ticks all boxes for him to be good this week.
Banfield goes to him, does he? No.
Yeah, but Banfield.
He goes to Selwood, doesn't he?
He hasn't been tagging Banfield, so I think he's basically given up on that. I like Danger here, though. He's in Calvin's captain for the first time in a very, very long time.
Yeah, number one in the rolling 22.
Yeah, averaging 132 against Freo in his last four.
Yeah.
Coming off those back-to-back 120 pluses. So he should be awesome as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Your boy Neil Dog hasn't turned up against Geelong in his last two.
My boy, I traded him last week.
Right, not your boy. GWS.
He's a never again list just about too.
Oh, really?
Oh,
it's a bit harsh.
A ton is not enough.
Yeah, it is. Mm. Yeah, I know you mean.
Well, Dog, when you get a vanilla milkshake, you can't expect the taste of chocolate.
That's true. Here's one for you.
Thanks, Confucius.
I've got a question for you. GWS and Sydney, this is the 4 o'clock game on Saturday afternoon. Who cops the Hewitt tag here? Now, these are your options. Kelly's out. Whitfield, in the form that he is and the damage that he can do across the halfback, is it a Shield? Is it Canelio? Who gets it?
Whitfield just keeps avoiding it lately.
Yeah.
He's so taggable.
He's so taggable out of those guys. Mm. Who do you think gets it out of those three?
I think they just go to Shield.
Yeah, right. Whitfield, one ton in his last six against Sydney, and he's played them this year. Dirty 65.
Did they tag him for that 65?
No, they didn't.
Didn't but they really?
Remember how I started with him, Roy?
Yeah.
And he was an absolute spud?
Yeah, he was
that
gross.
Was then.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be too concerned about that. And, of course, no Josh Kelly. People scrambling, Roy, with the Josh move. If you could bring in one midfielder this week other than the pig,
yep.
And you had as much money as you could, who would you get?
Well, I'm on Ablett.
You're in that position? Yeah. And Ablett is the one.
I think so.
Yep.
I think so.
It has to be the answer.
Coming off 150, he's been pumping a lot of 110s the last 10 weeks.
And there's a 130 in there as well.
There is.
There's a poor score against Richmond.
There's two poor scores, but the rest are really impressive. And his draw.
His draw.
God, it's going to be wrong, but it just ticks all boxes.
And on, well, we've got the Gold Coast-Brisbane game, and I know that we've got Dane Beams in this one.
Yeah.
Barlow's back for people in draft that are looking at that.
I'm just growing on Beams. Beams' ceiling in this
yes.
is huge.
All right, I'll give you some. So he played against them earlier this year in the game the Suns won. He only scored 87.
Yeah.
Right? He still had 28 touches in that. That's a positive sign.
Yeah.
28 touches, only at 87. Last year, 143.
Mm.
That's the number I think he's going to be at, and a 103.
Yeah.
He's going to avoid the tag because they're going to look at Zorko, who had 55 on him this year. Last week, Richmond only had Jack Rewart with that big score.
Yeah.
Let's not forget the week before, yeah. Oliver, 154, Brayshaw, 143.
Yeah. Now, do you want me to make your mouth water about Witherden?
Yes.
As a... Like, this is why he's come straight in.
Go.
So, at the expense of poor old Cade. So, I said earlier in the week that Witho started slowly this season. In his yep. first 11 games, he had one ton. And right. it was 123 against the Suns.
Yeah.
That was with a career-high 14 marks.
Wow.
Okay. Now, when Witho takes 10 marks, and bear in mind, Gold Coast concede the fourth most marks against defenders.
Okay.
He's gone 123, 127, 138, 123.
Oh!
So my prediction of 123 is so...
Spot on.
Yeah, on the money. Have confidence. That's all I'm saying, people. If you're doing it, do it confidently.
St Kilda Hawthorn from Etihad, Saturday night game. No Freeman and big boy McElroy is back. This is the one where the Pig will have an absolute field day. I've already talked about why he will smash them. Just another one on this, Roy. Essendon played St Kilda last week,
mm-hmm.
right? Myers 135, Heppel 132, Devon 125, Zach 119. It just goes on.
They're big numbers, they don't have a snout.
And I said, the thing I like about this, Heppel, 11 marks.
Oh, gosh. If the Pig's allowed to mark under that little roof.
Oh, it'll be a slaughterhouse. Seb Ross, the form that he's in, would you consider doing it? Hawks are actually the fourth hardest team in the last 4 weeks.
I know. And then I know Ross isn't Gaz, but Gaz just... pushed out a 150 against him.
He's played him this year already, though.
Yeah.
78.
Yeah, that was here, though. He averages 116 under the roof.
Yes.
93 away.
Okay. We'll forgive him for that. Look, Sunday games, Carlton and the Bulldogs. This is the one that I think McRae's going to go absolutely huge in.
Yeah. Last two... crazy.
He's not asleep over there.
Last two scores against the...
he's putting me to sleep pretty well, eh?
Against the Blues, 145 and 123 are his last two scores against them.
Nasty.
Absolutely nuts.
He'll be massive.
Huge. The other one there, we've got West Coast and Melbourne. Oliver, 127, 154 his last two. Still getting it done. Only had 84 against them last year. Do you think he's going to find this a bit tougher being over there against them?
Well, this is a problem that I'm faced with. So I'm a big fan of him.
Mm.
He's got that ceiling this year and consistently getting the ton. This matchup, though, as he sits pretty in the rolling...
Yep.
22. I think he needs to go for Beams due to this matchup.
Whoa. Oh.
I think Oliver's going to get 100.
Okay.
But I don't think he's going 140 like Beamer
would
probably do without sweating.
Here's another
thoughts
one.
Thoughts on that? I need something.
No, I like it. Feedback. I like it. I think he can go.
Yeah.
I think he can go because Beams is going to be better this
week.
Right,
it's done.
Here's one for you, dog. Yo, we had a question about him earlier this week. Melbourne are the only... Well, he's got three teams in his career that he's never turned up on, yo. They're like his bunnies. He's played Melbourne six times.
Yeah, right.
No tons. Listen to the other two teams he's never turned up on. Geelong, you'd understand that because he'd sort of be a bit scared against them. The other one was Collingwood.
Oh,
has
God.
Never turned up against really? Those
that's
teams.
That's a hard thing to do.
I wonder if that's part of what his role was in those games because you know how his role can bounce some weeks, or it used to a bit yep. more in the past, and it just yep. they just fell on those weeks.
He'll turn up this week.
He will, definitely.
Last one is Adelaide against North Melbourne. This is the one where we're calling Matt Crouch to easily have 40-plus touches.
There's going to be some big scores this round.
And that's why I think we need to consider Sloan.
Okay.
Sloan
is one of those cheaper guys.
Cheaper guys. He's in that Selwood sort of category.
Yeah.
He could be massive in here.
I can't believe North Melbourne have become a team that we talk about just... you know, score easy points on.
Yeah.
That third quarter last week, I don't think I've ever seen anything like that apart from watching Gold Coast games.
Nasty.
Mm.
There you go, Doc. That's the wrap.
Beautiful. All right, let's hit back into some more questions. We've got a few minutes to go here from Twitter and also our Facebook stream. Now, Dylan wants to know, he's looking to upgrade Dusty or Parker. Who would you get out for out of those two?
Dusty or Parker? I think Parker goes first.
Yeah.
Dusty this week against Essendon. Cotchin's out. He might have a bit of a field day here if it's a bit of bruise-free footy. Yeah. So.
And then is it in McRae, Merritt or Dangerfield?
McRae? I'd go McRae.
For this matchup?
I think so.
Definitely McRae.
Merritt's been great too, but McRae over.
I really like McRae.
McRae's 140 this week without even blinking.
Mark, is Josh Kelly out? Just tuned in. Yes, he is out for this week. Now, Maddie wants to know, Kelly to Joel Selwood and Fritch to Zaharakis. That's all she can afford. So Kelly to Joel Selwood, and then is it a bit of an upgrade of Fritch to Zaharakis? Zaharakis was great at the start of the year. He's done at 110, but what's he done since he's been back?
Oh, he's looked solid out there. Mm. See, is Bontepelli or Sloan
he would have to be
in that
sort
bracket?
Of mix.
Zaharakis is not an option. 68, 62 are his last
coming
two.
Back.
That's why they can afford them,
That's why he can afford
them. So what's Zaharakis worth?
He's worth 580.
So that would be Bont.
Is it?
Hang on, what was Bont?
You can go to a Mitch Robinson for 40K less, 35K less.
Yeah.
Bont comes in. He's a little bit more than that, so he's about 586.
Not far off, though.
It's tight.
Surely you can do it.
What did you say that
Zaharakis
was worth?
7K less.
Mm. Oh, gosh. Well, maybe there is. It might be to the dollar. It might be.
Could be
maybe
to the
hope.
Dollar.
Search for Bont to see if you can sneak him under your salary.
If so, instead of Joel Selwood, you could go down a little bit further, possibly.
Oh, yes. Now we're talking.
So what's Selwood worth?
So Selwood's 622.
Mm.
622.
What's around that mark then, V8? This is testing you.
It is.
Those two digits.
So Sloan's 4K cheaper.
Oh.
Right. That could get
this
you
could
around
it.
There.
So we're talking
Sloan and Bont.
And I just had a quick look at Sloan because he's really lining up for me this week. Right?
I know. Keep talking about it.
North Melbourne this week. Carlton next.
North Melbourne, come. Well, no wonder you got a Sloan bone.
Now, did you know that Cade Simpson is named on the ball? Does that change some thinking of things?
I don't know. He'll probably cop a tag from little Caleb Daniel if he plays halfback this week. And if his marks dry up, his scoring is putrid at the moment. So, keep an eye on that.
Sloan bone.
All right. Over
I tried to play
three different options. Which ones are you going to go for? Harrison Rogers, Simpson to Witherden, Dusty to Ross. Poof, I think I'd do that.
Oh, I like this Simpson.
Yeah, though.
I've converted from me being confident in him.
Okay.
This week.
So you're going Simpson to Witherden over Dusty to Ross?
I am, yes.
And Rocky to Menegola.
Oh, that one's in contention too.
They're all quite good ones.
I'm going
They're all very much upgrades.
I'm going the one to Ross.
Yeah, I think that's...
I like yours, but...
I think mine could be 50 points difference.
You know what? No, hang on, because... A guy wrote me a tweet the other day and it basically said, we leave people confused.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Because a moment ago...
You should be in my brain when I walk out of this room.
You were so confident that Cade's going 100.
Yeah.
And now you're putting a 50-point difference between...
That's why it's important to listen to the full podcast.
Our Twitter polls have just ended too. So out of Seb, Ross and Gary Ablett, 71%. Ross, 29%.
That's too high. That's too high, Roy.
If you want the point of difference, then it is Ross. If you do.
I don't... There's no reason...
He's more unique.
There's no reason why Seb Ross can't outscore him this week.
No.
Right? We all agree on that.
Yeah.
That's a very one-sided poll.
It is.
For a very tough decision.
2 weeks is an easy option to call it Ablett, though, isn't it? Like what we've been thinking.
I think so. And, Cal, like you said, he scored 70 on the Hawks earlier this year. if you're looking for negatives against Ross, and they're the fourth hardest to score against.
Guess who he's got next week, though? Ross.
Who?
You ready? North Melbourne.
Oh, God. Yep, okay. It's a tough call.
It's a tough call.
The other poll was the mid-forward to grab, and that was Menegola or Dunkley. And Menegola, 62%, Dunkley, 38%.
Thought it might have been a bit higher than that.
That's a good
on you Dunkley fans out there, though.
Yeah.
Representing.
Representing.
And Roy's dropped him like he's hot. As a fan. Fanboyed him for the last 5 weeks.
Dear. Yeah, I've just passed him to the people now.
You bring him in, you chew him up, you spit him out.
For Kyle, Gibbs or Bontempelli?
Goodness.
Bryce Gibbs. Marcus Bontempelli.
Bont plays the Blues.
He's got Richmond next week.
Yeah, true.
Gibbs goes Kangaroos Carlton. I'm going to go Gibbs on that one.
Easy, isn't it?
Keep thinking Richmond's a really hard one, though.
But they're a lot harder than Carlton.
Yeah.
So, I'll tick that off.
I'm going to tick off Gibbs here at home this week. Start of the year at a 110, going nicely.
And Carlton and Adelaide out of finals, last round, Hollywood mucking around versus his old boys.
Yep.
Oh, it's going big.
It's Gibbs.
Tom Jacobs says, do we think that now that Porter in meltdown mode, Robbie could move back into the guts with Sampel Papa still out?
Huge chance to.
Yep. Jackson wants to know, Rocky to Menegola, Simo to Witherden, so we've heard that a few times, or Gibbs to Beams/Ross. So you're thinking Gibbs is probably an option to hold now?
Yeah, we're holding.
Yep.
So then is it Rocky to Menegola, Simpson to Witherden?
I'm chasing the 50 points, Simpson to Witherden.
Don't mind it.
Trade out Hearn, Rocky or Wingard?
The thing is with Rocky, maybe this helps him too. Like, maybe he does get to 95 now.
Well, that's what I thought last week, because Power Pepper was out last week, but the meltdown mode thing.
In that last one, dog, Hearn, Wingard or Rocky.
Yeah.
Hearn's gone back-to-back 60.
Yeah, you got to get rid of Hearn.
He goes.
Oh, yeah, God, I didn't hear his name.
Yuck.
Got a blocker.
All right, Ryan, Gibbs to Beams, Kelly to Ablett. That looks pretty good to me. But Gibbs, is he the one to get rid of?
I don't know, not based on draw, but if everyone's hating on him, he must have been bad lately.
He must have been doing something wrong. Let me just quickly type his name into the system here, Wondog. He's going at 103. And what? Got a Gibbs in my throat. 103 in his last three. That's okay.
We're keeping Gibbs.
People. That's okay. We're keeping him.
Sharon Bent is watching. G'day, Mum.
G'day, Mum.
That's nice that she's supporting. Hey, Shaz. All right, let's wrap up here. We're just about done. The news or the things that we need to know out of tonight's selection. The ins, big ones. Nank, Abbott, McAvoy, the ruck's all in there. Abbott's back there on your bench, Roy. Fife's a big inclusion for Freo, as well as Banfield, who may do some tagging. Hugh Goddard, Hibbard, Seedsman. And guess what? Michael Barlow is back.
Yeah, boy.
Saving a few draft teams there. Prestia, Cochin are out with hamstrings for the Tigers. Big names there. They've got a few out. But Stanley with a calf. That's why Abbott's back in. Luke Ryan with a hamstring. Hogan with a foot. Texas suspended. Switkowski and also Nathan Freeman has been omitted there.
Yeah,
Freeman. Pretty unlucky. Especially, that might make a few people not have a bench option.
That is true.
Could be interesting. All right, it is round 22. Lockout Friday, 7:50 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, and we will be all set for these preliminary finals. Good luck if you are in them. We will be back on Monday night with our podcast, so make sure you tune in for that. Watch the late mail just before the lockout so you know any last little bits of news. Boys, good luck this weekend. Not for you though, Roy. I'm going to beat you.
You've been listening to AFL Fantasy Live. Play the official fantasy game of the AFL at fantasy.afl.com.au. Happy trading.